Blog Talk Radio.
It is October 16th. It's the middle of October 2019. We have a lot to get to, so let's go ahead and get started. Once again, we have to see Matt Ryan, who has never had a top 10 defense, but once in his career as a Falcon, outplayed the defense and ended up losing again. The Hawks have had a bad preseason so far, but in the bright lights of New York City, they're taking it to them, showing out on ESPN, probably going to make them change their whole programming for the season. Do you still believe in the team, though, with the bad start so far, even though it's just preseason? Atlanta United won their match on Sunday as they continue to push towards back-to-back MLS Cups. And does UGA have any chance in the world of still ending up in the college football playoff? These and another George Jules will soon to follow on tonight's show. 646-652-4479. You know, as usual, we try to start the show off giving some props to a lot of the people who either pay attention to us on videos that we do or posts or articles that we write, myself and Jordan Jackson, my co-host, on the following pages on Facebook: Falcons Nation, Dirty Bird Nation, Atlanta Bird Game, which we're on right now on live. We are the G, the Savage Dogs of UGA, New Pack City, Atlanta Hawks Nation, Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Atlanta FC Fans, and the Atlanta Dream Page. Please continue to support us as we continue to push in the Atlanta market as far as sports talk for Atlanta and Georgia teams only. Of course, show ender topic: who is your favorite Atlanta athlete and why? Don't forget, we are on iHeartRadio. So if you want to listen to past shows, you can go to iHeartRadio right now and listen to last week's show on Around the ATL. We're also on Spotify and also on Spreaker. Don't forget, I am shooting my last scenes for my movie Transitions right now. Make sure you visit imtmworldwide.com/transitions. Shout out to the Ocon twins as they continue to push on their stardom. Their short film Falling Star came out a few months ago. I'm going to continue to push on that. It's their first film that they shot in America. It was their concept, so very proud of them on that. Of course, tonight's show is brought to you by Savage South Apparel. My man Jamal Price makes all the really cool vintage, apparel in regards to all of our sports teams: Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Dream, Atlanta United, anything you can think of, UGA. He can come up with a nice concept. Make sure you hit him up on mommadegraphics.com. Make sure you know to tell him Around the ATL sent you to him. So let's go ahead and get our co-host onto the show. He is now a writer of Sports Illustrated Bulldog Maven, as well as a writer for ATL All Day via FanSided. His name is Jordan Jackson. Let's go ahead and bring him on to the show. Jordan, what's going on, man?
Oh, what's up, sir? Definitely been a tough week since we last convened here on Around the ATL. Got a lot of teams taking losses everywhere, so it's definitely not a good thing. So we have a lot to talk about, and unfortunately, all of it is not positive on tonight. Want to give a shout-out to all our people that listen on Twitter, all the Hawks fans, Falcons fans, Braves fans, Georgia Bulldogs fans, Atlanta United fans as well. Listen there, as well as Atlanta Talk Sports on Facebook and Georgia Bulldogs Football. Man, like I said, it's been very tough, man. on all sides. So I guess without further ado, sir, let's go ahead and get to it.
All right. So that being said, let's get started with the first segment of tonight. You know we're going to do some Falcons right off the bat. Right, I pulled out some geeked up on that one, y'all. That's right. 646-652-4479. It is very bleak. And okay, let's make sure that's not my microphone doing all that. I don't think it is. Or my headset. I'm pretty sure it's not. But we're gonna find out in a little bit. Y'all let me know how I sound out there in Radio Land. All right, so let's kill the you know what? The Falcons lost, okay? we lost by 1 point. It's not much to say about it. We all know what happened. I don't think so, Jordan. Because you were talking, it was the whole time. I was talking about, well, you got that message late. The whole time you were doing your intro, Jordan, you couldn't really hear. You were scratching, crackling, just popping and shaking and all that kind of good stuff. We lost the game, and we should have won the game. We should have won the game, and we should have won the game. I'm not going to really get into this game because I just don't want to. We're 1-5. There's not too much more to say. But we do know that we still have the capability and the possibility of pulling this out. Now, I say that not just because it's true, because we haven't been mathematically eliminated out of the playoffs yet, but your man, Matt Ryan, you know, who has had some starts like this before in the past. One of them didn't turn out too well. They went 4-12 that particular season. But we know we got the talent on the team. Just how the team performed in that second half shows that it's more than possible. It's a matter of what? Who's actually on the field? What kind of coaching is actually happening in the background? And then again, on the field. You see what I'm saying? Because when it gets down to it, that's really the missing link. Because you got to look at it from this just plain old perspective of just football. We've seen too many other teams over the decades, right, have seasons that didn't start off great, right? But they ended well. And again, it's like, what's the missing link? Because is it just talent? As I check out my microphone and headset here, is it talent on the field? Is it the general manager? Is it the owner? Is it the coach? What is the missing link? And I do hear a lot of feedback, so let's try something here. I don't think I can do that because I won't be able to hear Jordan. I'm trying to check something, y'all, because I do hear some feedback in my headset, but I'm not sure where it's coming from though. We'll see when we get Jordan back on the line. I think we still have a chance to do this, y'all, but it's going to be at the risk of Dan Quinn actually doing something. Jordan, what do you think?
Well, sir, I think that this season is over. I think that not only are we 1-5, we're one drop pass from Nelson Aguilar away from being 0-6. I think we're going to lose the next two games as well to the Rams and the Seahawks. Things just are not going well, sir. And yes, we played a lot better in the second half, but if we could have just won the last two games with the offense to score 30 points in, we'd be 3-3. But this defense can't stop anyone. gave up 300 yards in the first half, and that limited the offense to just four first-half drives. And so they only get 10 points. They score a touchdown on one drive, and then they kick a field goal on another drive. They have a three and out on one drive, which isn't good, and another drive in which Julio called a 17-yard pass. And then after that, Freeman ran and got no gain. Then you had an incompletion on second down. And then on third down, well, no, I'm sorry. That's the drive in the second half. My fault. The one in the first half was killed on penalties. Now, then you had that one drive that I was just describing on third down. Matt Ryan was sacked because Terrell Suggs just manhandled Jake Matthews. That was a critical drive because the score was tied in the 20s at that point, and I think 27 all, if I'm not mistaken. And Atlanta could have actually taken the lead there. But Atlanta did get it after the defense allowed another touchdown. Atlanta did get a shot, go down and score, only for Matt Bryant, you know, who everyone clamored for to come back. And obviously, he's an upgrade over Italian melted ice, Tavecchio. But it was just a shame to see. And it just looks like it's one of those years, Chris, where everything this team can do to lose, they are losing. And on the defensive side of the ball, particularly in the first half, it was downright embarrassing. You had one play in which David Johnson caught the ball out of the backfield, and as he's running up the field, you have the announcer on television saying there's no Falcon within 40 yards of him. And there wasn't. I mean, he just had green grass on every side of him as he raced up the field. There's another play that's being broken down by Brian Baldinger, and a great NFL analyst, in which the way the Falcons are lined up, it's just a wide open space to the right of their defense on the goal line. And he basically said the way they were lined up there, they couldn't have possibly thought that that would be successful. He said he's never seen a goal line defense line in that alignment. And so at this point, Chris, it's becoming downright embarrassing and comical, so, to be honest with you. That being said, the offense looks in good. I got to give Dirk Cutter credit. I saw some changes from Dirk Cutter in that game. I saw some wrinkles. I saw some going up tempo. I saw a player which Calvin Ridley motioned towards the backfield and caught a nice little pass and scored a touchdown on it. I saw him do some different things than what he's been doing. Unfortunately, I didn't see a whole lot of that on defense. I did see more man-to-man play, but I just play quite a bit of man-to-man anyway. It's a mixed man zone. They just played more man-to-man in the second half, and they sunk one extra guy more often in the second half, and that helps. But you still just haven't seen anything exotic at all installed as far as the defense is concerned. And then Matt Ryan became the first guy to throw for 356 yards, so at least 350 yards, four touchdowns, and have a completion percentage that he had, and lose a football game. First game in the third history. So I just don't know what to say about it, sir.
is it the shoes? For the love of God, he just shot a three. For the love of God, he just shot a three.
Is it the shoes? Is it the shoes?